Welcome to the Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Heather Dominick, founder of businessmiracles.com and author of the book Different: How to Reduce Overwhelm and Increase Income as a Self-Employed, Highly Sensitive Person. Found at differentthebook.com. Since 2010, I've been training HSPs in business and leadership from around the globe to work less while making more impact and income by doing things differently. I'm so glad you joined me. Listen in and get ready. Get ready for a shift in the way you view yourself, your work, your life. A business miracle. This is A Course in Business Miracles podcast, episode 216, Personal Branding, Part 2, Visibility in Challenging Times. This week's episode is a continuation from our last episode. In this part 2, we explore how to stay visible during challenging times by anchoring into your personal brand. Whatever your personal experience of challenging times is right now, whether that be facing a personal loss, illness, emotional upheaval, or just the disorientation that can come with seasonal shifts or geopolitical disruption, your core value offer, or as I like to say, your CVO, acts as both anchor and rudder, keeping you grounded while guiding you forward. We talk about how embracing your brand energy allows you to creatively access both and. For example, you can have both a sense of disruption from a seasonal shift and remain in service. Now, the golden key to it all is privilege of agency. The reminder that you can design your business and leadership in a way that actually works for you as a highly sensitive person rather than against you. I also want to let you know that this is our second to last podcast episode. We will be moving over to our YouTube channel where fresh training content, just like you receive here, will be shared 2 times per week. So please use the link in the show notes, and I so look forward to seeing you there. Today, we are here for a focus on personal branding part 2, remaining visible during challenging times. So let me start just by giving a personal brand recap. So first of all, we talked about personal branding and how this is different for those of us who are highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders than for those who focus on branding via the 80%er lens or the non-highly sensitives. We talked about the connection between your personal brand and the teaching of core value offer. And the core value offer is an energy that you embody. It's an energy that you bring to everything that you do. And as that teaching training demonstrates, ideally you're able to boil that personal brand, that CVO, down to one word that just allows easy access to that energy. We also talked about how personal branding is not only for those who are self-employed. It's a very, very valuable tool to bring out into everything that you do as a highly sensitive leader. For those who are self-employed, knowing your CVO, clarity about your personal brand does have a massive positive impact when it comes to marketing, when it comes to selling. Again, it's the energy that you're meant to and that you want to communicate in all that you do. Primary difference between highly sensitive leadership, personal branding, and the 80%er approach to branding. We also talked about how it is a get versus give. 80% focus on branding is really about what am I going to get? How am I going to be able to manipulate through the use of a brand? for those of us who are highly sensitive leaders, personal branding is an energy of give. We also talked about the difference between transactional as 80% of branding and transformational as highly sensitive leadership branding, which brings us to part two. How to work with personal branding specifically to remain visible during challenging times. And if you haven't yet written that down, take a moment to do that now. Remaining visible during challenging times. When you truly embrace personal brand as your core value offer that you embody, this is available to support you in being consistent even when you are faced with challenging times. Challenging times such as the global pandemic, but also challenging times such as personal loss, challenging times such as sickness, challenging times such as a sense of despair, or challenging times just by the fact that for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, it's summer. Knowing your personal brand, being connected to your core value offer, allows you rather than to default into the coping cycle during challenging times. It allows you to creatively access a both and. And let's write that down. Rather than defaulting to the coping cycle in the midst of challenging times, your personal brand, your CBO, allows you to creatively access both and. For those of us who are highly sensitive, we can feel the process of what is required to emerge from a challenging time into what we desire to create as a new. So there is a sense of what's happening here. Who am I supposed to be now? How am I supposed to act now? What do I do? Where do I do it? When do I not do it? So there's the necessity to create a new frame. And let's write that down. The necessity to create a new frame. How do I go about fill in the blank of whatever the action is, the situation, the endeavor now? How do I do that now? Now, this is absolutely in play. Like I said, various degrees, but it's absolutely in play for all of us, regardless of how subtle or less subtle it is, or how conscious we are of it, or more conscious. And this is also the process within the midst of any challenging time. Again, a sense of personal loss. If there's a sense of sickness for yourself, for someone else, any type of challenging time. But what is available for you as an anchor is that clarity of your personal brand. I know for myself, absolutely, as I have traveled through this year plus, that I returned to my CBO over and over and over again. And this doesn't mean that there aren't days that, you know, feel less joyful, or there aren't days that are more challenging, or days that there seems to be a greater sense of confusion or despair. Yet when you have that CBO, when you have that clarity of your personal brand, your whole entire sense of being is not rocked because of the challenging time or the sadness or the despair. When you're untrained as a highly sensitive, when you don't have a sense of your personal brand or CBO, it's very easy to have something disruptive truly disrupt you from like the inside out, where it can feel as if everything is falling apart because the highly sensitive nervous system is so raw. But when you're trained and training as a high functioning, highly sensitive entrepreneur and leader, you feel the despair. You feel the sadness. You feel the impact of challenging times, but your world isn't rocked because you have that anchor of that personal brand, of that CVO. So your CVO, your personal brand, serves both as an anchor and a rudder simultaneously. And write that down. An anchor and a rudder simultaneously. As an anchor, your personal brand keeps you grounded. As a rudder, it helps steer you forward through the challenging times. So you can have that both and. You can have both a sense of grief and remain visible. You can have both a sense of disruption from the season of summer and remain in service. Returning back to your personal brand, to your CVO, to help anchor you and guide you. If I am this personal brand, how do I operate from that energy? How does that energy allow to pull me forward while also giving me space to grieve, to take more time off because it's the summer, to rest, but not have to default into coping, not have to default into hiding or pushing, not have to disappear. And then finally, privilege of agency. Privilege of agency. Privilege meaning a special right. Agency meaning to act independently, make one's own choices. For those of us who are highly sensitive, privilege of agency is a golden key that unlocks the door to so much in that willingness to do it differently, to break free from the constraints of how the 80% goes about branding, goes about planning, goes about marketing, goes about leading. Privilege of agency. I can design this in a way that works for me. Always a reminder that the choice is yours. The ability to create is yours as a strength that you possess as a highly sensitive. So again, personal branding is not something you do or don't do. It's who you be. In challenging times or no challenging times. Let's take a breath in and let it out. Beautiful.
Thank you for being a part of this Business Miracles podcast episode and for beginning to dip your toe into the journey of highly sensitive leadership training. If you are ready to truly use your sensitivities as strengths in all parts of your work and life, I invite you to connect for a one-on-one chat. You will experience being deeply listened to, and together we'll get a sense of whether the highly sensitive leadership training programs are the best next step for you and your highly sensitive journey at this time. Just go to www.claritycall.com to schedule a conversation. We so look forward to connecting with you. Talk to you soon.